You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here on today's show. Today's show is going to look back at the 1997 season for Tennessee's football team, a championship season for the Vols. It was Peyton Manning's senior year. Tennessee ended the season with an SEC title, the first of back-to-back titles in 97 and 98. As Monday's show on Locked On Vols looked back at the 98 season, today we will look back at the 97 season. Will Shelton of Game Day on RockyTop.com will join me again, as he did yesterday, to look back at the final season for Peyton Manning, the way it started, the way it ended, and the championship that Tennessee was able to win. Also, a game that season that showed just how powerful the offense could be with Peyton Manning and star freshman running back Jamal Lewis. That was quite the class that Philip Fulmer brought in 1997. It not only helped Tennessee win an SEC title, but it helped Tennessee win two of those, a national championship, and helped Tennessee play for a third. There were record setters in that class. I'm going to go over those names on today's show as well, because what a group it was. And Peyton Manning, the senior, probably played a role in helping get a number of those players to Knoxville. I'm going to do all of that right here on Locked On Vols. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, the third-party apps. Thanks to everyone who has spread the word to other Tennessee fans, left a rating and review for the show as well. It's a big help to Locked On Vols. So as we look back to 1997, we'll go over the games, the key moments for Tennessee in that season, and an SEC championship game that Tennessee had to fight to win. And it did against Auburn, closing out the SEC season. Before that, though, everything with 97 began with a big announcement. It was Peyton Manning who had the opportunity to leave Tennessee early to enter the NFL draft. And if he had, he surely would have been the number one pick by the New York Giants. But Peyton Manning made this announcement, which set 1997 up to be a big year for the Tennessee Vols.
I guess the one thing that's been running through my mind over and over the past couple of months, it's been to hurry up and know, Peyton, hurry up and know. That's what I've been telling myself. Well, yesterday morning, I woke up with a huge sense of relief because I finally knew what I was going to do. I've had an incredible experience at the University of Tennessee with all the people I've met, learned from, and become friends with here. College football has been great to me. So have the people and the coaches and the players that I've played with the past 3 years. I also want to have a great experience in pro football. As difficult as it's been, I knew I couldn't make a bad decision. But I knew whatever decision I made had to be my own decision and nobody else's. I want to thank the people close to me, especially my mother and father, for allowing that to happen. I thoroughly researched the situation and gathered a great deal of information. I've asked dozens of people what they thought, and I've prayed a lot about it also. I knew I wanted to be 100% sure of my decision. Somebody asked me this morning, what was the one thing that helped sway my opinion and helped me decide? Well, there wasn't one thing. It was just like when I signed here. It was just sort of a feeling. I made up my mind, and I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee. Yeah!
You hear the excitement there from Tennessee fans who were in attendance for that announcement from Peyton Manning. And if you watched it live, if you heard about it after the fact, you probably remember the feeling. You probably remember seeing or hearing the news that Peyton Manning was going to return for his senior year, because that set up the possibility for Tennessee to go win a championship. And with Peyton Manning coming back, you knew expectations were going to be really high. They were high internally as well. Philip Fulmer and Peyton Manning expected to accomplish a lot, and as we will discuss, they did. But Will Shelton of Game Day on RockyTop.com, do you remember where you were? Do you remember watching the announcement from Peyton Manning in 1997 that he was going to come back for his senior year?
I was a junior in high school. I was in an English class and had a teacher that really, you run across some folks from time to time that don't appreciate, maybe appreciate's not the right word. They don't like that football has such a big place in the culture in Knoxville. So, you know, we wanted to watch it on TV and she said no. And of course, one of my friends said, I have to use the bathroom, and she let him out to use the bathroom. And I remember this guy's face. I just remember his face when he walked back in, that he had seen it and that Peyton was coming back. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. And so Yeah, that was a good memory for those of us in Dr. Clark's junior English class at Alcoa High School. So, yeah, I mean, that just a great day that still all these years later, for all the good that Peyton did, you know, that one individual moment, I think is high on everybody's list.
And simply making that announcement, that changed everything for Peyton, didn't it? Because coming back for his senior year meant that he was going to be able to put up monster numbers. He was going to help Tennessee win, or at least would have an opportunity to, as we will discuss. He, of course, went on to help Tennessee win an SEC championship. And I think Peyton, he's talked about how much the game of college football has meant to him growing up around the game with his dad having been a star quarterback at Ole Miss. I'm sure Peyton looked at it and said, yeah, I could go to the NFL, but it's still going to be there. But also, he probably knew that returning for his senior season could mean a lot for him. And it's not that he came back for selfish reasons. I'm sure he looked at it as a big opportunity to play his senior season at Tennessee. And we know how much Tennessee has meant to him, considering how much he has continued to help the university and reach out. We just saw him on video talking to Tennessee's quarterbacks recently. But, Will, I would say that Peyton Manning knew that that was a big opportunity, and it meant a lot for him to be able to come back to Tennessee.
Yeah, and he, you know, the timeline for him is so interesting. And this is true. Tennessee was so good in the 90s. This is true at a lot of positions. But to be in that run of Andy Kelly, who wins two SEC titles, and then Heath Shuler, who somehow has become like one of the most underrated players in Tennessee history, who finished second in the Heisman, and then, you know, is what, third in the draft, something like that. I mean, it's not like Peyton followed nobodies. But in that moment, it's probably fair to say with Shuler that by the time Manning was making that decision about whether or not to come back, Heath's NFL future was murky at best, injuries and that sort of thing. So I think Peyton still felt like a guy that could go on and be another number one pick or top five pick and do big things in the NFL as a Tennessee alum. But yeah, that sense of him coming back just solidified for so many people. You know, his junior year, there were people that are saying, I got to go watch Tennessee play Southern Miss or whoever. I got to go watch this guy every chance I get because he might be one of the greatest of all time. And it turns out that was right. And so you're just getting 11 or 12 more games of this guy. But two, the sense that he chose to come back to our school and all of that. I mean, yeah, it just – and you're right. He's a smart guy. You know, he probably knew that was going to be a factor. But, yeah, I mean, even now when you've got Trey Smith, you know, however many years later this is, invoking that same language when he makes that decision, that's a powerful memory for everybody that was around back then.
Trey didn't steal that line by accident either. He knew what he was doing, and he knew that that could make an impact on Tennessee with him coming back for his senior year like Peyton Manning did in 1997. So with Will Shelton of GameDayOnRockyDrop.com here, coming up, we'll take a look at the games Tennessee ran through in 1997. It was not easy early for Tennessee, but once the Vols picked up momentum, man, did they take off from there. There was a huge win against a rival in the SEC East that we'll talk about as well. And we'll talk about those young players who made a big impact on Peyton Manning and Lyndon Little's senior seasons at Tennessee. We continue looking at the 1997 SEC Championship season for Tennessee coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Tennessee's season in 1997 opened up with an easy win against Texas Tech. The Vols beat Tech 52-17 at Neyland Stadium a week before traveling to Pasadena, California to take on UCLA in the Rose Bowl. It's a game that Tennessee looked like it was going to win easily. The Vols had a 24-0 lead on UCLA before the Bruins mounted a comeback. In the end, Tennessee beat UCLA 30-24. Coming out of the game, UCLA was kicking itself for a missed opportunity. Tennessee was saying, we've got to be a better football team. That wasn't good enough against UCLA, as Tennessee also knew that coming up next, the Vols would have to go to Florida. And we're talking about a Tennessee football team that entered the season ranked in the top five. The Vols climbed to number three in the polls and then bounced back to number four, going up against a top five Florida team on the road September 20th down in Gainesville. Florida won that game 33-20. Peyton Manning did put up big numbers, more than 350 passing yards and three touchdowns in that losing effort against the Gators. But while that loss was disappointing, it was a setback that Tennessee would still be able to overcome. Looking at the schedule coming up for Tennessee, as the Vols drop back to number 9 in the Associated Press poll, that's as low as Tennessee would be ranked all season long. Tennessee came back home and beat Ole Miss 31-17, and then came a big win against the Georgia Bulldogs, a talented Georgia team led by Coach Jim Donnan that Tennessee ran all over. And we'll get back to the Georgia game coming up in just a moment, as after that, Tennessee went to Alabama and won 38-21. That was three straight wins for Peyton Manning. Remember that 95 win, how huge it was. Play number one to Joey Kent. That's a big part of Peyton Manning's legacy as well at Tennessee, helping start a positive trend for Tennessee against rival Alabama, which had Tennessee's number leading up to that point. Then Tennessee ran through South Carolina and beat Southern Miss 44-20 before a tough road game, a road win for Tennessee at Arkansas. Let's go back to October 11th. It was Tennessee against Georgia. The Vols won 38-13. Peyton Manning had a huge day through the air. Freshman running back Jamal Lewis had a big game on the ground. And that was really the takeoff point for Jamal Lewis as a future star for the Vols. Give Jamal the ball. And it led to a lot of fans saying, we need to give this guy the ball even more. And some asked, why haven't we already started doing that? Will Shelton of Game Day on RockyTop.com. That was a huge performance by Jamal Lewis. Of course, a big game for Peyton Manning in a blowout win, one that Jim Donnan was unhappy with after the game, with Tennessee beating Georgia 38-13.
The Lewis stuff became the performance against Georgia, tremendous, 232 yards in his first start against the top 15 Georgia team on the same day. Peyton throws for 300+. I mean, that ain't bad. That's pretty good. It became a little frustrating right away because, of course, then everybody said, well, why didn't we play this guy against Florida when you still, you know, you lose that game 33-20. So that season, it's obviously worked to Tennessee's advantage that the Gators lost two games. But Florida seems so invincible from a Tennessee standpoint. And like we said, Tennessee was beating everybody else anyway. When they lost to, I guess LSU was first that Florida lost to that year. When they just lost the game and gave you some hope that Tennessee could get back in this thing, I feel like that changed the tone of really everything else that Tennessee played. The Alabama game, the duel with Tim Couch later in the season. Once you finally got a sliver of hope that somebody could beat the Gators, even if it wasn't Tennessee, and then, of course, Georgia would beat them again later to get Tennessee into the SEC championship game, it put a lot of meaning and purpose back in that year that, you know, it just felt really frustrating and hopeless. And I think mostly became about the Heisman after Tennessee lost to Florida, which probably fed into a lot of the angst and the emotion around that whole decision. But, you know, again, it goes back to, I think, that sense of you want to watch this Manning kid every chance you get, every opportunity you get to see him do something, and enjoying the Tim Couch game with Kentucky, enjoying the notion that someone else, you know, that a Peyton Manning versus Tim Couch or a Peyton Manning versus anybody might be a fair fight at that point in time. I mean, he was just so much better than everybody that he was going up against. And Danny Werfel was gone, so you had kind of lost your one big villain there. So, yeah, I mean, it was the biggest thing I remember in terms of an emotion is watching Florida lose those games and feel like, okay, finally now we finally caught a break and can get back in this thing.
Florida was number one in the country when it lost at LSU on October 11th. 3 weeks later, it lost against Georgia, and that's what set Tennessee up to be able to go on and win the SEC East. And when you think about it, Tennessee lost at Florida, which was really disappointing, but with the leadership of seniors like Peyton Manning and Leonard Little and Terry Fair and Marcus Nash, Jonathan Brown, Trey Teague, Tennessee had a bunch of veterans that it knew it could rely on. Andy McCullough and Jermaine Copeland were veteran wide receivers on that offensive side of the ball. Corey Gaines on the defensive side, a number of players that were drafted, and of course guys that were veterans that were moving up and playing bigger roles for Tennessee, like Sean Bryson, who would a year later help Tennessee win another championship in the SEC and win a national championship, and Peerless Price, who was playing a big role as a junior on that football team, and a number of players on the defensive side as well, Corey Terry and Al Wilson. Those were guys that were helping Tennessee play at a really high level, and of course the depth of talent that Tennessee had developed with Younger players like Deion Grant was a part of that 97 class. Sean Ellis was a sophomore. Fred White and Eric Westmoreland and Raynock Thompson, Darwin Walker were sophomores on that football team as well. I can keep going with the names. Tennessee kept going even after it lost to Florida. So while the Gators fell twice in 3 weeks to LSU and to Georgia, Tennessee went into that Southern Miss game with a lot of momentum, knowing, hey, we control our own destiny here in the SEC East. That game at Arkansas on November 15th was not easy, but in the fourth quarter, Tennessee had a couple of big touchdowns, 49 yards from Peyton Manning to Marcus Nash, and then Jamal Lewis with a touchdown that essentially put the game away, as he also ran for 124 yards on the road against the Razorbacks. After that, Tennessee blew out Kentucky on the road and took care of Vanderbilt in a hard-fought, low-scoring game to set Tennessee up in the SEC Championship game December 6th against Auburn and Damian Craig at quarterback. They played in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Will Shelton, that's a game where Tennessee went in, of course, with the hopes of handing Peyton an SEC title to leave Tennessee with and to give Philip Fulmer his first SEC championship as the Vols head coach. It was not an easy one, though. What do you remember about that game, the 97 SEC title game with Tennessee against Auburn?
I was at that game, and I still, all these years later, that is the best single environment I've ever been in for a football game or a live sporting event. And you just had all kinds of factors that you won't have again. Tennessee and Auburn had not played each other in 5 years after being rivals all this time. Tennessee and Auburn were, I think, both in the SEC championship for the first time, so it was new and fresh and exciting for two really storied programs. Tennessee is still in the national championship hunt at that point in time, if you can get Michigan to lose in the Rose Bowl to Ryan Leaf and Washington State. So there was a piece of that was there as well. And so for a lot of folks, it's the first time you'd been in the Georgia Dome, first time Tennessee had played in kind of a setting like that. And because of the nature of the SEC championship game, I mean, it's as close to a 50-50 split in the stands as anything I've ever seen. And it turned into a really wild football game with Tennessee turning it over so many times and then still finding a way to win. So that is one of my – I don't know that it ranks as high kind of for everybody, or when you're thinking of great Peyton memories, you maybe don't think of that one first or second or third. But, I mean, it was just a terrific game. And getting a ring there, even though when you win, you're still thinking about, okay, we could win the national championship here. Getting that ring, getting that status symbol, that's something I think that Tennessee fans carried on when Manning couldn't beat Brady in the NFL and there was the sense of, oh, this guy can't win anything, that Tennessee fans were always quick to jump in and say, no, wait, he not only did he turn around the whole Alabama rivalry, he won a crucial SEC championship game in a game where Tennessee turned it over five or six times. I mean, had no business statistically really winning that game and still found a way to get it done. And he got hurt, too, in that game, though no one really knew it at the time. So that is just for an in-person experience. I don't know that those circumstances – you'd probably have to have Tennessee and Alabama in the SEC championship game or something like that to get a duplication of those kind of circumstances. That was an incredible night.
It was an incredible night, one that handed a championship to the seniors who were leaving Tennessee, a night that helped maybe build an even bigger champion out of Tennessee's football program. Fred White has told the story of Al Wilson stepping up at halftime when Tennessee was trailing by 10 points against Auburn and really showing the leadership skills that would make him so beloved the next year as a senior at middle linebacker for Tennessee. Tennessee became an SEC champion that night against the Auburn Tigers. Tennessee rallied to do that, and man, did Tennessee become something special the next season as well. Coming up next on Locked On Vols in the final segment, it was a great season for Tennessee. It did have a disappointing moment. We'll talk about that. The Heisman Trophy that probably should have gone to Peyton Manning that did not. You'll also hear how he handled not being the Heisman winner. That's coming up next right here on Locked On Vols. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's a sensitive subject in Knoxville and Big Orange Country. That is the Heisman Trophy, and that is because of what happened in 1997. Peyton Manning was thought to be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy during a lot of that season. He was a guy in Knoxville that I think was expected to win the Heisman Trophy. But you know what happened? Charles Woodson won the Heisman, beating out Peyton Manning as well as Ryan Leaf and Randy Moss. That was quite a Heisman Trophy class, by the way. But Charles Woodson won the trophy, and of course there was the hype around Charles Woodson and the position and his ability to play on offense and as a returner, and Michigan was playing for a championship. It was a big-time name at Michigan. It maybe had some media hype behind it, and that got in the way of Peyton Manning, who had the unfortunate position of being the favorite. When you're the name that everybody's talked about, you're the name that everybody can get used to, and there can be that pivot point where people look elsewhere. And that helped Charles Woodson, that hurt Peyton Manning in the conversation. As I mentioned, it's a sore subject, and I think will continue to be. Will Shelton and I are going to talk about that in a moment. Before that, though, listen to what Peyton Manning said the week leading up to the Heisman Trophy. This is not after the fact, after he has lost the award to Charles Woodson. This is Peyton Manning on an appearance on David Letterman. So he's on the national stage talking about the Heisman Trophy. David Letterman asked Peyton about it. Listen to what Peyton says about the individual award, the Heisman Trophy.
Are you nervous now about the... when will you find out that you have won or not won the Heisman Trophy?
It's Saturday night, and I'm not nervous at all. I'm kind of anxious to get it over with. People have been asking me about it for the past 3 years. I'm kind of tired of dealing with it, so looking forward to just getting it out of the way.
It's a huge thing for a college athlete. When if it doesn't go your way, will that break your heart?
No, it really won't, because I'm kind of a team guy. I enjoy playing college football to try to win games, and you can't go out and try to win individual awards. You can try to help your team win championships, and that's really all I've wanted to do. But individual award, I'll take it if I get it, but if I don't, it'll be all right.
And that kind of answer before the Heisman Trophy is even handed out, I think, is an example of why Tennessee fans love Peyton so much. And of course, he wanted to win the Heisman Trophy, and I think that he should have won the Heisman Trophy. As a guy that's growing up in Knoxville and has always lived here, you could also say maybe I'm a little biased, but I think a lot of people listening to this podcast would agree with me there. And Will Shelton of GameDayOnRockyTop.com, that's a subject that will forever be a sore one in Knoxville, and it's forever changed how Tennessee fans view, I think, the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to have, and this happened with Eric Berry, if you go into a season knowing, okay, we've got a guy that really could do it, that's a compelling story, that sort of stuff, then I think Tennessee fans will be on board. But otherwise, folks just don't watch it. I mean, fans don't watch the ceremony, even in some of the most hotly contested Heisman races nationally that we've had. I think most fans just don't watch it. And there's a sense and media has changed a lot, obviously, since then because of the internet and social media and all that. But there was a – still looking back on it now, I think the most frustrating thing is in early October, I mean, Manning's got that thing locked up. Even though they lost to Florida, he's putting up insane numbers. There's nobody close to what he's doing. But because Werfel had just won it, you just had quarterback from the SEC with insane numbers that had just won it, and Woodson, to his credit, was new and doing things as a cornerback that had not been done. He's a tremendous cornerback. But it felt like, for I think a lot of Tennessee fans would say, the perception was they needed something to talk about because it's the Heisman Trophy. You want to talk about it. You want to be involved and invested. And a lot of the other guys at the start of the year that they thought might be candidates were just not coming close to Manning. And Woodson was really the perfect foil, I think, to step in there and do that. And again, Charles Woodson's, if he's not in the Hall of Fame, he's going to go. Like, he's a great football player and did great things against Ohio State and all that. But in that Manning and Couch game that we talked about, you know, Manning throws for almost 600 yards in that game and somehow loses ground on Woodson in the conversation from week to week. I think the story nationally got the best of him there. And I find, you know, that's however many years later, I still feel pretty much the same about that. And I think a lot of Tennessee fans do too.
I think you're right. He's Will Shelton of GameDayOnRockyTop.com. Check out the site, a fun read for Tennessee fans, a free site for Tennessee fans to check out as well. And Will's right. The Heisman Trophy is always going to be looked at differently, I think, by Tennessee fans, unless a Tennessee football player goes out and wins the Heisman Trophy. It's a disappointing part of the story from 97, but it's not the entire story. It's just part of the story that has to be told. Of course, Tennessee finished the season with a loss against Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. Nebraska blew out Tennessee 42-17. Peyton Manning was not healthy in that game. Nebraska was a pretty special football team. It was a physical football team. Nebraska and Michigan ended up splitting the national title that year, both teams finishing undefeated. Remember, Nebraska was a part of the Big 12 at the time, as Michigan was still in the Big Ten. So Tennessee's 1997 season ends with a national championship. Peyton Manning, Litter Little, Terry Fair, and some others were able to leave Tennessee as champions. Many others would come back and win another championship the next year, not only in the SEC, but the national title, as we talked about on the previous episode, looking back at the special 1998 season. It was a special time for Tennessee football in both 97 and 98, and before and after that as well. That was the middle of an incredible run of Tennessee football under head coach Philip Fulmer. I hope you have enjoyed today's show looking back at the 1997 season. I do want to tell you, Locked On Vols is making a bit of a change right now with the scheduling. The show is going to be 3 to 4 episodes per week. So coming up on Thursday's show, I think we're going to go back and look at a Tennessee basketball championship season. We're going to do Tennessee football and basketball special seasons in review over the next couple of weeks. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Keep spreading the word to other Tennessee fans as we continue to update the news that's involving Tennessee football. And right now, spending a little bit of time looking back at the special times with Tennessee football and Tennessee athletics. Thank you again for being here today on Locked On Vols, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'll see you next time.